More than 2 million people are expected to descend on Philadelphia when Pope Francis visits the city in September. I'm Dave Heller, and this is NewsWorks Tonight. Starting us off this evening, WHYY's Katie Culinary reports that preparations are already well underway across the region for the pontiff and the crowds.
On a sweltering morning, dozens of Catholic school students in uniform help unveil plans for a mural to commemorate this fall's papal visit. Presiding over the event is Donna Crilly Farrell, executive director of the World Meeting of Families, the five-day conference drawing Pope Francis and an expected 2 million visitors. So she's just a little busy these days.
Every day is filled with transportation meetings, security discussions, planning around our finances and the logistics of the papal visit, and also we are organizing a huge conference.
With just 3 months left to plan, officials in Philadelphia and across the region are also quite busy. In Delaware County, the district attorney's office hosted a summit to talk about preparations for the event. Lieutenant John Arnold leads the Special Operations Division for SEPTA Transit Police.
Doing the type of work I do, this is something that you basically live for and train for all your professional life.
Arnold says the agency has plans to deal with the mobs of people who will be clogging the public transportation system, including SEPTA ambassadors standing by to answer questions and keep the peace. Agencies in the region have also been asking advice from other cities which have hosted big events, from presidential inaugurations to the World Cup soccer finals. Lieutenant Danielle Wojnicki with the Philadelphia Fire Department acknowledges hosting the Pope will be a huge test for Philly compared to the Made in America concert and the Broad Street Run, which draw just tens of thousands of people.
So it's just going to be logistically, do we have enough resources? Do we have enough equipment? Do we have enough medical supplies? Should people need them for the event?
Wojnicki says the city is already planning to give out 1 million bottles of water a day.
I'm confident you're going to be safe once you're there. Our concern is just getting you to the venue safely.
Tim Boyce is the Director of Homeland Security for the Delaware County District Attorney's Office. Visitors are expected to stay as far as 120 miles from Philadelphia. So the thing that's keeping Boyce up at night? The thought of busloads of people stuck in bumper-to-bumper traffic, especially people who may need specialized care.
We do expect a lot of people with health problems, both physical and mental impairments, to try and see the Pope. And as that group moves towards the area, how long can they sustain themselves?
Boy says it's not too early for visitors to prepare themselves for watching the Pope with 2 million others keeping them company. Katie Culinary, WHYY News.